I'm with Mudassir Nazar, the head coach of the ICC Academy at Dubai Sports City. Mudassir, I gather you're on your way to Kenya. What's all that about?
I think Cricket Kenya got in touch with ICC Academy and asking for my services for this time around for just 10 days because I'm only available for 10 days. It came about, you know, my wife is chairperson of Cricket Kenya, but I was watching their last game in Sharjah and talking to the newly appointed general manager, Cobus, who was sitting with me. And obviously, we were quite passionate about the game and against Afghanistan, and they were in such a good position, Kenya, to win it. And they just didn't apply themselves and finished up losing and being out of the tournament. So he had a little bit of an idea about the time I spent in Kenya. In fact, most of the players who are playing for Kenya at the moment were part of my cricket academy when I was the director of that academy a long time ago. So he said, you know, we are desperate to qualify for the next World Cup and we would have mind coming over and spending some time with the kids, as they seem to know, all of them. And I've also worked with the other two or three senior players, Steve Tricol, especially when he was a captain, and I was coach of the national team. So just for a brief period, and I was a little reticent, not really committing myself because looking at that my spouse is the chairperson, so there could be conflict there. So we left it at that, but later on I found out they had on their own been in touch with the head office and started developing a relationship there. I'm delighted to be going because there were things in that tournament which they could have done better, but had made mental note of that anyway without saying it aloud to anybody. So I'm going with a plan in my head, what I intend to do. A lot of that would be technical stuff, but also I'll be trying to get most out of some of the individuals I thought who could have gone that extra yard in that tournament and they were unable to for some reason. So that would be my starting point. And let's, I don't know what is organized. I know there's a camp there, whether there are some matches organized. I would be advocating three or four games, one day games. So you get the players out there in the middle and really assess them instead of just looking at them in the nets. I know Gary Kirsten is there, so my first interaction is going to be with Gary Kirsten tomorrow night when I get there. And Gary will have been there for a day or so, so we will compare notes and probably devise a plan from then onward.
What do you hope to achieve then, Mudassir? Because obviously 10 days, it's not an enormous amount of time. But as you say, the pressure is on for Kenya to qualify for the World Cup. What are you hoping to achieve?
We're hoping that my input will be positive enough I don't think there's enough, a lot of tweaking needs to be done. I know they are desperate, and I know the cricketing public is expecting for a lot more than somebody can achieve in 10 days. But if I can improve their performance by 5%, 10%, maybe that will help them in a big way. I understand that the time is very, very short, but it's not an impossible mission. Knowing why they've come for me, I think because one of the reasons a time is short, they've come for me is because I already know the players, I already know where they come from, I already know what kind of environment they come from, what kind of facilities they've got. So for somebody new to go in there, probably would have been a little more difficult.